Dreamscape presents Wealhtheow, Her Telling of Beowulf by Ashley Crownover, narrated by Helen Lloyd. Chapter 1. There is a saying among our people, "The world changes as we do, yet it is ever the same." When I was a child, this paradox was beyond my understanding. Now that I'm grown, a woman looking back at her life, I see how the tales we tell create our world. What we believe about ourselves transforms us, and our actions weave a story whose significance alters with time. To be sure, the notions that guide a princess of 15 are not what matter to the mother of a people. It was the event of a lifetime, a royal wedding more magnificent than any ever seen. The guests murmured as the royal storyteller took his place in the centre of the room. "Hear my tale, O gods, and bless the telling," he exclaimed, lifting his arms into the air. I peered at him through a gap between the curtain door and the wall, observing from the safety of the antechamber. Though the multitude of warriors and their ladies listened politely to the poet's tale, I knew it was me they had gathered to see. At this most important moment of my life, the world would be watching. I leaned forward against the curtain, opening it a bit wider. Lady Mooney, my closest friend, looked over my shoulder in awe. "The greatest meat hall in the world," she whispered, impressed. "And all for you. There must be hundreds of people. The poets will be singing of this for years to come." "I can't do it," I said feebly. Mooney put her arm around my shoulders. "You have been preparing for this day since you could talk," she reassured me. "Wealhtheow," Mother called. I turned quickly and the curtain fell back into place. "Coming, Mother," I replied. Mooney and I hurried to the far side of the antechamber, where the ladies of my retinue stood waiting. Reaching up, I checked again to be sure the unfamiliar bridal crown was still there. "I will set that straight," Mother said. I shifted restlessly as she adjusted the flowered circlet. "The dress is gorgeous," she said, stepping back to look at me as the ladies murmured agreement. "Nearly the colour of the sea." The gown was beautiful, and I glanced down to admire its soft blue sheen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?